2022, has my thicky dumpy grown at all?
Yes.
A win.
Let's go home.
Welcome back to Wild Till 9.
Are both of you done?
Dev and I were both making sippy sounds on our beverages.
Are both of you done?
And also, can we begin? We were doing a sniff beforehand. I got to get my pre-recording snoff out now.
It's like a choir of just like sick children and like juicy boxes.
You know what? This is a morning edition of Wild Till 9. And so I don't know what you're getting today because we just opened our eyeballs. I've got my Alani Nu Witch's Brew with a umbrella straw, so I am feeling refreshed.
And I'm feeling disgusted by the amount of
this flavor.
It's like anti-ASMR in stereo right now.
Oh, yeah. This flavor is, you know what? Alani Nu in general, I'm like, the chokehold that Alani Nu and also Crumble Cookies has on me right now is just like out of control. And like when these say they have zero calories in them, I'm like, this is just cancer in a bottle, I think, because they're so delicious. Hang on. Do you like the apple caramel suckers?
No, nobody does.
No, Devin, you and
so
I too.
So good. So good.
Oh, yeah. I feel like
Devin,
the
why don't you
general
just join Toast Ox over here?
Population are so good. Also, Heath was just telling me last night that there's a sandwich place called Ike's that they all year around with their sandwiches, they give you an apple caramel sucker. That is.
Is it like to make up for like their food?
I don't know. No, like, it's like a bonus.
Okay.
Like a bonus.
Like if I had that.
Like a reward.
A sandwich that was terrible, it would probably make the sandwich better because no one actually eats. I just don't like the thought of just a weird apple flavor caramel thing. It's going to get stuck to my teeth.
After a sandwich too?
It's, yeah.
That sounds fire. Imagine it was a bomb sandwich and like obviously the sucker's bomb. So it's like, that is a double win in my books.
Are you going to try this thing or not?
Oh, you want to try?
Yeah.
You're just going to talk shit about it because you're not going to, if you don't like the flavor of apple caramel, you're going to hate
it. You know what? This in Toronto can just have no comments.
Try it.
Yeah. Nope.
Commit.
We need to see how much you spent on Crumble a year from when you first went.
Will it tell me?
It reminds me of Zane's addiction with Candy Crush.
Oh my God.
And how he spent like maybe $8,000 or something.
Oh my God. I mean, I would rather have Robitussin.
That's so offensive. I'm addicted to these right now. I've really had to wean myself onto energy drinks because there's 200 milligrams of caffeine. I do think, though, caffeine in energy drinks is different than the caffeine in coffee. Is that correct?
Let's just stop all the good topics and we'll start right here.
Can we get a Google on that? Because like when I drink coffee caffeine, I'm like cracked out. I'm shaking.
So you're
I'm
more,
a little
wait,
nauseous.
You're more cracked out from like natural caffeine?
Yeah. Where I think the fake caffeine
you think, like,
is different.
Guarana is better for you?
Mm-hmm.
Is it guarine and something ene?
Let me get a lock on these ingredients. Also, the list is really long, which is also concerning. But I love them so much. What does it say? Can you read that out for me, babe? I'm super blind in the morning.
According to Caffeine Former, that's one word, energy drinks have about 80 to 200 milligrams of caffeine. An 8 ounce of drip coffee has 110 to 150 milligrams. Unless you're down in that supersized Red Bull, you'll probably have equivalent caffeine intake from a cup of Joe. Now, let's click into...
Wait, hang on. Let me find the... Okay, it's the L-theanine?
No, that's to make you relax. That's so that could be the caffeine. Because like...
I mean, the...
My caffeine pills
that
have...
Oh, taurine. Is that it?
Taurine,
there
yeah.
There we go. Yeah, do... Will taurine make me die? No, don't actually Google that. But taurine versus natural caffeine, maybe?
Isn't taurine one of the like the things that are like in Mountain Dew as well?
Oh, maybe. Yeah, Mountain Dew does have caffeine in it.
Remember everyone was like, if you drink Mountain Dew, you're like, cum
gonna
is,
die.
Is impacted?
Yeah. Missed that rumor.
Yeah. Or maybe that was just something in my playground. Taurine versus caffeine, which should you choose? If a primary goal is to feel more energized, it appears that you're better off choosing caffeine instead of taurine.
100%. No, I'm not kidding. I had half of a gingerbread latte when we were in Toronto and I was unwell for like a solid hour.
Because you were too like hyped up
I was
from a
cracked.
Gingerbread latte?
Yes.
You should try cocaine.
Oh my God, I was cracked out.
Just clip that.
This has so many like questionable.
No wonder my mom's not proud of me on this podcast.
Yeah, no kidding. This is why this is an anti-Donna.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is definitely not good for you, but they're delicious and I will continue drinking them every single day. The mimosa flavor. So good.
That sounds fire.
Yeah, it's so delicious.
We're little gym crackheads over here.
I know the gym crackheads with the Celsius and the Alani Nu.
And what's funny, like, but I honestly think And here's a hot take. I'm either going to get canceled or people are going to be like, oh, I totally get it. Are you good?
I have to burp.
Okay, go ahead.
But I'm trying to get away from the mic.
No, it's good. My new favorite podcast, which is Violating Community Guidelines with Brittany Broski, and I already forgot her co-host.
Sarah Shower.
Sarah, who's, is she a copywriter? Is that why she's so funny? Anyway, I just got on. I know I'm fucking late, but she never lets a burp go to waste. So every single one is like in full Dolby Atmos.
Full audio.
Gargantuan.
And I'm like, I mean, I hear her burp. And if I were eating something around her and had to burp,
I would
have to excuse myself to go burp because I have little bitch burps compared to hers. Not that wasn't on topic, but back to what I was about to say, which is, I think that oftentimes, I would actually go even the next step further. I think almost always women catch on to things faster than men. However, when it comes to, I think, working out and the substances and all the things that like dudes have been putting in their $20 like buckets of just like chemicals before and after every football practice, y'all are late.
Yeah. Well, I think a big part of it is that there was just like a general misconception, and there still is, that girls are like, oh, if you weightlift, you're going to get bulky, because girls don't want to get bulky. They want to tone. And that's why like the Pilates industry, like Pilates and bar, like all those classes like thrive so hard, because there's just like a misconception that lifting weights, especially like lifting heavy, is going to make you a bulky bitch.
Right. Point is, the other day, one goes, have you ever taken creatine? I was like,
And I've been seeing all these TikToks of girls who are like, I mean, the difference of building a absolute
you
dump truck.
You checked the street both ways to see if anyone was coming before you asked that question. You were like,
you know, so my cousin was taking creatine when I was in high school, and he got huge. And I was always like, everyone was always like, oh, it's just water muscles. And so in my head, I was like, oh, you're cheating the system if you're taking creatine. But that is entirely not true.
I want to be clear.
And I did not know this.
But are you aware that we're just one big sack of water?
Of creatine? Also, yeah, I know.
Like, we already make creatine.
Yeah.
Two.
And we also are just
we're just big water sacks.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Does creatine, what? Does creatine affect women's hormones? The 2021 study found that creatine supplementation was beneficial for women, particularly in regard to estrogen. Through the use of creatine, the subjects found their moods had improved without interfering with hormones. Take some creatine.
So the only problem, though, is that like sometimes, because it does can affect hormones, is that it gives girls acne, and it changes like that. Because any change in like hormonal anything can like obviously offset your skin, as we saw 4 years ago.
But anything you put in your body can affect your skin.
Totally, totally. And so that's like the only backlash I've seen. And also, like, who knows if those girls were drinking enough water, because you have to drink so much water when you're taking creatine. And I don't know if I am hydrated enough to be able to deserve to take creatine.
You're literally sipping on a fucking candy apple.
Yeah.
And you've got a third of a glass of sparkling water down.
It's a liter.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
And if you took the top out that you drink, you've had about a third of a glass.
It is 10:30 a.m. I am still trucking through my water consumption.
I'm at least a liter down. At least.
A liter?
At least.
Oh my God. I would have to stop the podcast three times.
We know. That's why I'm not asking you.
Yeah, exactly. I know. Yeah. No one wants that.
No,
literally no one wants that.
So yeah, welcome to 2006.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I'm so glad to be here. I'm so happy to be here. Literally all the like fitness girls on TikTok are like, here's how I built my absolute dump truck by changing nothing in my actual workout routine and like still eating the same amount of protein and carbs or whatever. Is taking creatine. And like, I am in the process of trying to build a dump truck.
You want a dump truck?
Yeah.
Okay.
I told you at the beginning of the year, 2022 is the year of the thicky dumpy.
Wasn't it 2021?
No, it was this year.
2022?
This year's New Year's resolution.
Year
and
thicky,
I
dumpy.
Literally can't believe that we are 11 months into this year. Like, that is so crazy.
By the time this pod comes out, happy December, everybody.
Oh my God, I know.
I know.
Oh my God, yeah, Vlogmas starting.
Yeah, this is the last time that Lauren and I will have had a conversation that's smiling.
And Jeremy watched my Vlogmas intro. It's been a treacherous month of going back and forth with animators and editors. And
it looks great.
Do you think so? I asked Jeremy's honest opinion. It's like one of those things where I've been staring at it so long that like, I don't know if it even looks good anymore. Like I've just been,
It doesn't look good, it looks great.
You think?
Yeah, Lauren, you know that I'm not shy with my opinions.
Yeah, I know. I was a little nervous when I asked for your honest opinion. I know, you asked Sometimes it's too honest.
And I was like, I think she actually wants to hear it.
Yeah, I do. I do.
I loved it. There's no notes. No
it's
notes.
December 28th today. He actually just delivered the final file right before we started recording. Oh, yeah. November 28th. He just delivered the final file. And
you look hot. You got boobies.
I got boobies. But that is because I hired an incredible illustrator.
You got boobies. You got puppies.
I got puppies.
You got sound effects.
I got cookies.
You got champagne.
Yeah. And so it's not what.
Shut up.
Yeah. Okay. No. But I think the takeaway from this is really great. And I try and like embody this in a lot of the projects that I do is that if it's 80 to 90% like satisfied, just publish it. Just post it. Because if I try and go for 100 every single time, I'll never post anything.
Are we in the 80 to 90%?
100.
I would say it's 79%. But I don't have time. God, it's November 28th.
No, it looks so good. It's so good.
Okay.
I won't even hear the Lauren slander.
Did you understand that it was a champagne transition between scene one and two, though?
It was a little bit more like Diet Coke, but yeah.
Yeah, I know. I was trying to go for rosé, but they were doing pink at first, and we were trying to get to like a peachy yellow.
It looks great.
But I didn't want it to be like too pea looking.
Ew. It looks great.
Okay.
The other side of this is that you're only going to like use it for a month. It's going to be done.
That is so much content.
It's
stays forever.
It stays forever. Vlogmas lives on forever.
Lauren, I've seen some of the content that you've put out and the lack of quality that you've.
And those are now privated for no one to see.
Okay. Yeah. Let's not start here with everything needs to be in fucking 8K and pixel perfect.
Oh God. Anyways, Vlogmas is starting and we'll see. We're going to check in with my mental state next podcast. You know what though? I'm pretty fresh at the beginning, so I think I'll be in good shape.
Well, now that you've got your guarine, caffeine.
Elf-y-any.
Yeah, you'll be great.
Yeah.
You'll be great. And I got you on a probiotic too.
Oh yeah.
Pre and pro.
If you put anything in a gummy, I'll take it.
Good to know.
If you put anything in a gummy, I'll take it.
Anything.
Send that to Overheard LA. That sounds wild.
Yeah.
If you should put anything in a gummy, I'll take it.
No, yeah, why are you so pill averse?
If any pill has like any weird aftertaste, I will be
You're not supposed to sit there and put on your tongue.
No, but some of them just have like a little weird like lingering aftertaste. Even after you like take it with water and stuff.
Why don't you take it with like, well, you don't drink milk.
That's the worst idea in the entire world.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Wait, you can't of take a all pill of milk? Things.
Oh, nasty.
Yeah, why would you do that?
You fill up a fucking.
I can't believe you. That
16
was,
ounce.
I thought you were going to say
glass
like
of
juice?
Cow puss, and I will drink it down.
Nasty.
I grew up in Illinois.
Who was it that just learned that like really hardcore, like violent vegan people call eggs chicken periods?
Me.
Was that you last night that learned that?
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
It's not going to stop me.
There was this,
give me that chicken.
There was this like old school vegan YouTuber.
I hate this person.
Fuck, what was her name? She was the crazy banana. Freely. Oh my God. This bitch ate like 12 bananas a day and she used to make.
I love how you just typed in the word freely.
Like literally freely. And the
dictionary
the
comes
Oxford
up.
Dictionary.com definition. But
wait, pause. Did you fuck? Merriam-Webster.
What about her?
Yeah, that. Not a woman.
What? Who Look is it? Up. What do you mean?
Merriam-Webster.
Uh-huh.
Last name's Dudes.
Oh.
Look it up. I have been referring to Merriam
Just one
as a
lady?
Woman for so yeah. long.
That's some bullshit.
Thank you for the personality test.
You yeah. know what, though? I guess it's kind of like a law yeah. firm where they Look. Do like...
That's, oh. Yeah.
How long, when did the Merriam-Webster, when did the dictionary first get published?
Well, I think Oxford, the university.
Yeah.
Is pretty.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wow, that is a.
It's just two last names.
Interesting. Why is Sam Smith coming up?
But why have I thought, but I've had the visual in my head yeah. of like an old lady at a, like a, at a librarian.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
going, hand the word.
Freely
on fleek will now be in my dictionary, and like that's like in my head.
Yeah, exactly. What's
and it's just two visual. Old dudes in a wig,
huh? Wow,
never would have guessed.
I hate that that's been shattered for you.
Hate that's been shattered for all of us.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, so Freely used to make content literally just like targeting anyone that had an opinion about like what they would eat in a day. Mm. And so like one of the comments that I made in a video a long time ago was like, oh, I didn't realize that if I drown my salad in like dressing, my salad becomes unhealthy. And she like turned that and flipped that into like something like super violently inaccurate.
Yeah. This chick vegan for bully. Sure.
Literally the rise and fall of Freely the vegan bully.
I have so many mean things to say about this
person. Yeah, me too. Truly. Still not as many mean things as Nikki Phillippi, but... Actually, no, this isn't. This is Spotify integrated. I have a link to send you. It's called InstaFest. It just came out today. And
what are you talking about?
I have something to do. Hang on. I'm going to send you a link.
I have something to do. God, we're excited.
Send you a link. Hang on. Please hold. Please hold. Okay, so Spotify does obviously Spotify Wrapped 2022, where they show you like all the genres that you listen to and all your top artists or whatever. And I feel like everyone loves sharing that. And you know, it's just like it takes over social media for a day. But this girl made InstaFest, where Spotify users will see their most played artists in the form of a 3-day music festival lineup. Okay, so InstaFest isn't made by Spotify and comes from a third-party website made by University of Southern California student Anshe Sabu. And so
shout out Anshe. Big Anshe.
Yeah, no, it's like taking over right now. Okay, so I just sent you the link and then we can compare InstaFest. I just got mine and I feel pretty good about it. Okay, so my Lord DIY Fest I did it today. My days of the festival are Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, which is not very lit for anyone and no one's going to attend my festival. Okay, so my headliners, and I'll go through what is it called with my non-headliners? Who are the performing artists, supporting acts? Okay, headliner number one is Charlie on a Friday. We really had a Charlie on a Friday.
Wow,
phase.
Really? Oh, this is like recent.
It's definitely got to be recent because I'm looking at some of these and I'm like, this is definitely not my like top played, so it's got to be recent.
Your top played is what I think like just emo night on any given Thursday
with a little bit of Mac Miller.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. My next day, my headliner is Kay Flay. I've been on a real big Kay Flay.
Love Kay Flay.
Yeah, what's real Kay big Kay Flay.
What is a Kay Flay?
What is a Kay Flay?
Could you use it as a sentence?
You, Kay Flay, I mean, every time we get into your car, I'm putting Kay Flay on. I'm actually listening to Kay Flay radio at all times.
Electronic singer.
It's like, can't sleep. No, 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 no. Can't sing any melodies, so that probably gave you nothing.
I'm not in fear of us getting
blood,
copyright.
Blood in the cut?
That was our topic last week.
Okay, Kay Flay is my number two headliner. And then Jake, but the A is a V, is my next headliner.
Javake.
Okay, my supporting artists, we've got Mac Miller, Mayday Parade, Jack Harlow, which I feel like really embodies my music taste right there.
No, they've been your supporting acts.
Forever. Yeah.
They've gone from headliners to second, third, and fourth. Every year since
every year.
Existence.
Yeah. Mac Miller, Mayday Parade, Jake Harlow, Flume, big Flume fan. Yeah. And then
did you hear her say Jake Harlow?
Oh, Jack Harlow.
Jake Harlow.
Flume, Sam Smith, I feel like because that new song we've been listening
Unholy.
To a lot. Yeah. Unholy. Greaves, Beyonce, The Chainsmokers, Galantis. I'm surprised Galantis is not higher up there.
If there was a concoction for basic bitch, it would be these ingredients.
I think this would be basic bitch with a little bit of ABG EDM. With
ABG
a little
EDM.
Infused of that.
Got it.
Next we've got lo-fi fruits music, which I think is because I listen to like lo-fi playlists when I'm working or reading.
Lo-fi fruits music?
Yeah, lo-fi fruits music. And that sounds more like a playlist than an artist.
Okay.
Young Gravy, big Young Gravy fan. Post Malone, Black Bear, Noted. Is it Noted? N-O-T-D? Noted?
I think it's Noted,
yeah. Chris Brown, which makes me want to throw myself off a cliff.
Did Craig have your...
Oh my God, you're so right. This is Craig, because I would never put Chris Brown on.
See, that's my issue.
Any song.
Oh, yeah. No.
I'm not kidding. Craig, our friend.
This dude will call me and be like, Chris Brown released new music this week. And I'd be like,
he will get married to Chris Brown. Like, he will walk down the aisle to Chris Brown. It is the most insane artist obsession.
It's becoming quite the personality detractor.
No, it is 100%.
I was like, you can't tell new friends this.
Yeah.
Okay. You need to bring this out after they've already accepted you for who you are.
Oh, 100%. You need to be friends with him for 3 months and then he can tell you that.
Yeah.
Timmy Trumpet, Party Alone, but parties with a D.
Party Alone.
Dominic Fike. Mm-hmm. Nessa Barrett. Mm-hmm. Slander.
Ooh, big Slander fan.
Big Slander fan. Drake Loveless, who is like an emo cover band / artist on TikTok, who I've listened to a few of their songs. And that wraps up Lord DIY Fest.
Honestly,
are you attending?
No, definitely not. No,
please let me know in the comments if you would attend Lord DIY Fest.
I would attend. I would.
Yeah?
I would, yeah.
First day, Charlie on a Friday with Mac Miller, Mayday Parade, and Jack Harlow. Galantis.
Yeah, but can you imagine Charlie on a Friday headlining and all the other?
Yeah, right. And then Sam
Who's Charlie
Smith.
On a Friday?
He is like a frat singer, kind of, who had a few bigger songs. He kind of looks like Jake Paul a little bit, like Jake Paul before he got like hardcore boxer vibes.
He does like kind of look like
like pre-hardcore looking fighter Jake Paul, he kind of looks like. I would say it's like frat boy music with like a 8% infusion of like country, which I hate country, so this is shocking. Anyways, that's Lord DIY Fest. Let me know if you would attend.
Lauren, and she'll get ready to watch like even through her foundation, go I color. She would have without question had a I'm dating a white rapper phase, had the opportunity to present itself.
No, that's never true. Date a white rapper.
Had the opportunity presented itself, you would have.
Maybe. I mean, if Jack Harlow was like, let me take you on a date, I wouldn't say no.
That's weird.
There it is.
And of all white rappers, that would be the one that I would go, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. God.
I just don't. Well, one, I don't think he crosses your height threshold.
Oh, yeah, you're right. No, does he? Can we get a Jack Harlow height Google?
Like 6'5", I think.
No. That's you're thinking of Young Gravy. Young Gravy's a tall motherfucker. I wouldn't be surprised if he was 6'3". Oh, yeah, he beats my 6'6" threshold. Oh, that one say 5'11"?
That one says 5'9".
Okay, but also remember when I googled Jack? Why is everyone saying Jack right now? Zach Justice's height, and it was like 6 inches off.
Yeah. He's like, oh, he's 5'10".
I was like, oh, he gives off much taller vibes than that.
So
that one says 5'9"?
Yes.
What about?
As of September.
Well, did he grow at all since September? Well,
that was the name. That website's called The Teal Mango.
Okay. Do we trust The Teal Mango? That doesn't sound like a reliable
Honestly,
website.
His publicist is doing, I mean, I see 6'2 and a fourth. Come on, guys.
I'm seeing 6'3 mostly.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's tall enough for me.
This is like a Hinge profile. You're like trying to figure out whether they lied or not. Like,
yeah.
Is he
6'3"
or is he 5'9"?
Yeah.
6'3" and 5'9" are not close.
No, not at all. Yeah. Usually I feel like people cheat it like about 2 inches.
Yeah.
But this is a lot.
Penises and height.
Penises and height. Yep. I'm having a bad bang day today. It was either greasy bangs or like bangs that have a little too much volume. And I think we're leaning in the direction of too much volume.
You know what fixes bad bang days?
Cutting more bangs.
Having no bangs.
Well.
Back to the regularly scheduled program.
You know what it was? Is that when my bangs were a little bit like grown out, when we were in Toronto, I took a photo with Haley and like the wind had blown my bangs back and I saw what my forehead looked like. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, no. We need to cover that shit up again.
I just have a quick exercise for us.
Yeah.
Can you name the last three topics we've discussed?
Me dating white rappers, mm-hmm. Jack Harlow's height, mm-hmm. Bangs, mm-hmm. Me having a bad bang day. Mm-hmm.
I'll just cut it right there.
InstaFest.
What do you think right now the average person is thinking with the both of us having zero? I mean, when I say there's
Taurine gets me cracked, okay?
Like Lauren is on, like, and I didn't take my ADD medicine today, I gotta be honest, but I feel so
grounded.
Wildly uncomfortable in comparison to just like, I feel like the sun and you're just rotating around at all times. Yeah.
Okay, take it away, go ahead.
No, man, this is great. I just wanted to take
People
a moment.
People love a fast-paced podcast, I feel like.
What pace?
Oh, God. Do you have something to say? Because if not, I've got many more things.
No, keep going. This is good. This freight train is moving.
We are moving. This is one of those bullet trains.
Now you're crying.
Oh God. I have a busy day today.
I can tell.
This is a good start to it.
Monday morning.
I know. I'm selling my old car today.
Nobody asked. Next. I'm kidding. No, and if anyone's a white Range Rover with a big old fucking chunk tagging out of the front when Lauren drove into the driveway, it's for sale.
The garage door, not just, the driveway.
Yeah, well, you're right. You got into the driveway and then just took your fucking foot off the brake and just watched and you just fucking rolled right into the house.
I was in neutral and I rolled into the house. We've talked about this before.
But we're selling that Range Rover.
I guess on that
I
Range Rover
right
today.
In that seat and I just felt an earthquake, a small
into the house.
Like, what the fuck was that?
Oh my God.
Yeah. And I could just fucking see her face and she goes,
Oh. Even though it was one of those moments where I was like, I can't believe I just did that. But also this is hysterical. I wish we had had better camera angles when that happened.
Say.
I know, because it was so fucking funny. When I was getting my CarMax quote, they were like, are there any panels that need replacing? And I was like, maybe one or two.
Depends on your definition of replace.
Yeah, exactly. I did have a car detailer and I was like, ooh, maybe he could buff a lot of it out. Not buffable.
The plastic fucking dent? He's gonna buff a dent out?
Well, I just want to see what we were working with. Maybe it was buff outable. It wasn't.
Yeah.
It was not.
No, it was not. No, it wasn't.
So
wish us luck. Hopefully by the time this comes out, it's already gone.
Yeah. It's currently parked in our garage, which has never had a car in it before. And it's a whole situation.
We have a 2-car garage that doesn't really fit a car.
Yeah. It's because we've got a whole squat rack, our Christmas tree.
Yeah. Because Lauren's been building that fucking thick ass of hers.
Thicky dumpy 2022.
Next.
Has it not grown so much?
Babe, when I tell you all the things I have to say are so revolting. When I tell you.
A simple yes or no will suffice.
Try again. Run it back.
2022, has my thicky dumpy not grown?
Sorry, one more time.
2022, has my thicky dumpy, one more time. 2022, has my thicky dumpy grown at all?
Yes.
A win.
A clip.
A win. So I have everything for our Christmas photo, except for your outfit has come in because I need some input from you.
Okay.
Because remember we were going back and forth on if our family Christmas photo should be more classic because this is Diggy's first Christmas with our family. Or if... What?
Go on. No, you got this.
It's so wholesome.
Yeah, I know. It's great. Keep going.
I've gotten so many questions about what we're going to do for the annual Christmas photo.
I'm so glad you have answers.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it right now.
Last year, we kind of did like a stepbrothers kind of like
does everybody's girlfriend
awkward.
Do this? Is this?
What?
Does everyone's... Or like...
Do what?
Is there somebody in the house who's... takes it upon themselves to make
the family Christmas
a production
photo?
Out of the annual Christmas photo.
Yeah,
in
of
every
course.
Family. No, this is great.
The couple years in my family that I had the onesie collection, remember even Nana wore onesies?
No, yeah.
Yeah, everyone was in a onesie. You
have two kids. You got to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have to. You can't not take a Christmas photo every year.
I know. I just like.
You going. Also, of anyone, were like, should we make a gallery wall of our Christmas photos?
Yeah, because you put so much effort into them.
I know. Thank you.
It feels like it falls short of all the, like our presentation of said effort.
Yeah.
Is only for the gram. We should have an in-person.
A framed gallery of all the Christmas photos.
Yeah. Would be
Don't great. Tempt me with a good time.
It'd be a great time for a Shutterfly ad.
So this year's theme is kind of like an icy silver, blue and white.
Yeah.
So I've got a silver.
Which I think every white rapper had that phase as well.
I just draw inspiration.
Like you could see like the cover art for like the rapper and like the all white, like icy blue.
You know what? Mariah Carey's probably done it before too.
Mariah Carey's been making music for so many decades. She's out of color palettes.
Yeah, but I'm sure she's done this one. This is probably one of her first ones. So I've got a metallic.
I can actually think of which one would it be. I think it's like white and gold though.
I mean, that's like a classic Christmas combo too. Maybe that can be next year.
Sure.
So one of the pups has a metallic silver puffer coat, which is adorable. The other one has a blue knit sweater, also adorable. I've got like a sparkly blue top with some white earmuffs, adorable.
We'll wear inside, sweating.
Yeah, 100%. Well, no, it's like a cute like tank top. Mm-hmm. And then I was thinking for you, white cable knit sweater. Or even a Henley would be okay.
I love it.
And it's like a blue background with like fluttering snowflakes.
I can't wait.
Thank you so much, Devin.
I love it.
Do you have
so
the background
much.
Already?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
I have all of it.
Okay, good.
Except for your sweater.
When's Jesse coming?
I know. We got to book Jesse to take our Christmas photo. I can't wait.
What day is this? What day is this?
I don't know. Mid-December.
Okay.
Probably.
I love it.
Yeah, it's going to be great. I'm so excited.
Awesome.
I think it's a great theme.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sad your Jeremy Fest won't work. So bummed.
I know.
Who do you think his headliners would have been?
I think your headliners would have been...
This is going to be so out of...
Justin Bieber for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh.
100%. Because Jeremy, at any opportunity, will put on...
Justin Bieber.
What one time?
One time
acoustic.
Yeah.
The first single ever.
One time acoustic by Justin Bieber.
I kind of like that after his voice changed just a little bit. Because I thoroughly enjoy how it's about... It actually starts in this, I think, the original key. Mm-hmm. And then they modulate immediately down like a fourth because it was like probably in the middle of like him turning
puberty.
14. He was like, Shawty right there. Fuck, Scooter, fix this. I can just see his team being like, we've really got to find some new material.
Right. Or just got to speed up this puberty.
Yeah.
Justin Bieber would be one of your tops for sure.
I think he might be the concert.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. The headliner and the supporting artist.
Yeah.
And that's like Jeremy Lewis Fest.
I go through, my playlist looks like a...
And then it would be the Lex Friedman podcast. That's the second headliner.
Oh my God.
That would be it.
Yeah, so Justin Bieber and Lex Friedman.
Wow,
yeah.
No Doja Cat?
Don't.
Oh my
God.
The trauma, the past trauma.
Yeah, like make me talk shit by like her not being in my top. I don't know.
I don't listen to that much Doja.
I don't seek out Doja. Yeah. She's just on every playlist.
She's also, yeah, if you listen to Pop Rising, she's on it for sure. At least two
she's
songs.
She's half of Pop Rising.
Yeah, she's literally all of Pop Rising.
Yeah, no, my playlist looks like I have several personalities on any given day.
Yeah, which I would not disagree against.
Yeah.
For sure. So the parents are coming. It's approaching. When this goes up in December, we will be actively 1 week closer to their arrival.
A couple things that I've already prepped.
Uh-huh.
Our stemware has been properly organized.
Yep.
And it's in the process of being organized. Yep. I've ordered more stemware.
I have terrible news for you. So Gail is cooking a whole Christmas dinner and she requires a ceramic bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do have to order one more ceramic bowl for cooking things to add to. I know we just purged everything, but Gail needs this and we need this for Gail.
Should we get La Crusette?
She actually sent me a link of the ones she wants.
Okay. I'll take that into consideration.
Yeah.
I was actually thinking we could use more iron. Oh my God, what are they called? Cast iron. Yeah.
Oh, cast iron.
Bakeware.
Those are so heavy.
Yeah, Gail's fine.
Yeah. No. She wants the ceramics. It goes in the oven. Can you put cast iron in the oven like that for that long?
Of course you can.
I feel like I've only had...
The little Dutch oven? Pop the La Crusette Dutch oven right now.
I don't think I knew that a Dutch oven existed outside of getting
put
under the covers with a fart.
Yep. What the fuck?
I don't think I knew Dutch oven was an actual cooking thing.
That.
Oh, yeah. That's what a Dutch oven is?
Yep.
That makes so much sense. You know when someone farts and like traps you under a blanket?
No.
That's a Dutch oven.
Yes,
right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's a thing.
I literally didn't realize that there
was... I'm looking at both of you right now.
I'll say it first. It's actually a Dutch oven.
I'll say it first. Men are filth. Both of you. No one has ever trapped me under the blanket with a fart.
Oh my God.
That'd be the last time I'm in that blanket with that person.
That's a classic.
I feel like it's like you've got like the wet willy and then you've got like the pull my finger and then you've got the Dutch oven. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Dating men sounds very gross.
Literally terrible.
Have you heard of a blumpkin?
Oh, Jesus.
I just learned what that is.
It's when you get head while you're shitting, right?
Yeah.
Men are disgusting.
Right?
I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Men are disgusting.
Disgusting.
Disgusting. I have participated in none of this.
That's great to hear. Thank you so much.
Dutch oven?
Yeah.
I pulled up La Crusette.
I literally can't believe, I truly, from the bottom of my being, did not know that a Dutch oven was actually like a real cooking thing.
So that's what we're getting, Gail.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
What color do we want? So expensive.
They're worth it though. They last like
a
forever.
Long time.
Yeah. It's like a pair of Doc Martens.
Wow. Those really do last forever. Yeah. Oh my God. My Doc Martens went to Coachella and they are in prime condition still.
Yeah. I had a couple of friends at theater camp who loved Doc Martens.
Yeah. That is a really like theater art kid thing for sure.
Yeah.
Imagine Jeremy in a pair of Doc Martens. That's a hilarious visual.
That is a weird sight.
Yeah, that's a.
I'm gonna tell you right now, I would have been given off vibes.
Yeah, for sure.
Vibes.
That's
I know that I can't show up with this hair in Doc Martens and not have a couple people go. No. Is he? He's giving.
Oh, that pumpkin one is so adorable.
You would pick the one that's like.
Oh my God. Also, why is it $370?
Because it's fucking pumpkin shaped.
I mean, the classic ones are $200.
Yeah. Oh my God. But at least you can use that all year round if it's like.
We're going to get a Dutch oven.
I cannot. Can we rename it?
Can you? Wait, so has someone given you a Dutch oven before?
100%.
Lauren, have I ever given you a Dutch oven?
No, thank God.
How many times have I farted and made you smell?
Zero times.
Yeah.
I've been farted on so many times.
That's fucking gross.
I know.
Not by Jeremy.
But like, no. I think I might be the only. I remember like growing. This is when I'm different.
Raised by a single
like
mom.
Age seven, eight, nine. Like fart jokes.
Yeah.
Have always been so stupid.
Really?
I've never found joy.
That's marriage material for someone who's never Dutch oven someone. That's marriage material.
No, that's embarrassing.
You know what? From someone who has been Dutch oven so many times, I concur.
Yeah.
You know, I would really love to go through life without being Dutch ovened again.
Babe, I'm right here.
Straight boys are disgusting.
Yeah.
Okay, but like you've been farted on. Is that a thing that like girlfriends do amongst each other? They just like toot at each other?
No. I do not toot on my girlfriend.
Like imagining Mia being like,
No, absolutely not. But you're so right. Guys totally do that to each other.
I'm not kidding. Like, I just feel like that's fucking gross.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't do that. Look at me.
I would, yeah, if I could go through life without ever being farted on or Dutch ovened ever again, I am living the life.
Sign yourself up for it. The life.
What a win.
By the way, I hope one of your friends has farted you down just to kind of
get it.
Yeah, if we come back and like Mia just lets one on you.
To be honest, I don't really have any farty friends that are like really like open about that.
Farty friends.
I don't have any farty friends.
Okay.
No one's gassy.
Take inventory.
Oh, no. I mean, most of my friends are, that's not true. I would say Remy is.
I knew you were going to say Remy.
Yeah, Remy has the most tummy problems, I think, out of maybe all of us.
You're calling Remy, you're just going to put her on blast.
I'm not saying she's a farty friend. I'm saying that she has equally as severe tummy problems as I do.
I have nothing to add.
I love Remy so much. I'm not saying she's a farty friend, but I also know that she would not disagree that she has tummy problems. Okay. As do I.
No, yeah, totally.
So I have a segment planned for today.
Please get to it.
I have a segment planned today in preparation for our parental units arriving.
Oh, that's what I was saying. Oh, pause your segment. So I've got stemware on the organizing list. I've ordered a full set of 8 plates of several sizes, dinner plates, salad plates, different bowls, new serveware. Mm-hmm. I even ordered 2 different varieties of new cutlery. And we're going to pick which one. Yeah, yours are gone.
No.
Yeah, Lauren's had this like.
Not my holographic cutlery.
Yeah, from IKEA. It's gone.
No. Can we keep the 2 forks that I stole from horses?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, like Lauren like walked out the other day of a restaurant like and like purposefully stole their fork.
Oh.
It was the cutest mini fork in the entire world.
She goes, should I steal?
Literally,
and what would you have done if they caught you
at the dinner? I was like, you know the TikTok that's like, you're coming home with me.
Oh, of course.
Literally, I saw the mini fork and I was like, I'm not leaving without this.
Like you, anyway.
TikTok has people out here stealing.
Yeah,
I truly do.
I saw this thing on TikTok. It's called stealing.
TikTok told me that as the audio literally played in my head as I saw it.
So So I ordered a bunch of shit from Crate and Barrel,
love
and
that.
It's coming any day now. Maybe even today.
Yeah. That's so exciting.
So we get to choose. I picked.
What are the two colors? Or is it shape?
So one's, no. One's mirrored and one's
a little
more satin.
A little more matte.
And I couldn't decide which one. So the one that was mirrored actually had way better reviews.
Okay.
Well, actually, it had more 5-star reviews. This is like their top tier one. Mm-hmm. So I was like, but maybe it only has more reviews because the mirrored one was cheaper and so more people bought it.
Right.
Because like the non-mirrored one was like twice as expensive.
Oh.
So I ordered both. Yeah. We can pick which one, send the other one back. Uh-huh. That's a set of 20.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we're going to have new everything. Our parents are going to potentially be confused and mistake our temporary organization for maturity.
Love that for us.
That's the whole goal, right?
Love that for us. Jeremy was working, was doing yard work yesterday with
just some low voltage lighting.
With a headlamp on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Housewife Jeremy is thriving. He is in full effect right now.
I just noticed that some of the landscape lighting after we changed some things around with
Jeremy's
the floor,
a big lighting guy.
But we had some new flowers put in. I was like, the lighting's all off. Uh-huh. It needs to be revisited. Mm-hmm. So I got out the old low voltage gear and I got to work.
Wow.
Now we're lighting outside.
Y'all are adulting.
Yeah.
I don't think that I deserve to be in that category. I'm out here drinking candy apple energy drinks.
Yeah.
So I do have a segment planned for today. And this first one, we're going to start off light.
Okay.
And
do you want to name a segment? I know what we should name it.
What?
The Naughty List.
The Naughty List.
Yeah.
Okay. So this one's called Let's Fight About These 13 Controversial Christmas Questions. Right. And again, we're starting very surface level and we'll get deeper and more controversial as we get into it.
Lauren and I discussed, and we both agree that there should be a list.
A blacklist.
This Christmas season. That blacklist is intended only for two people. Mm-hmm. Two people.
Yeah.
Greg, you're out of this.
Yeah, Greg is good. He's safe.
Donna.
And Gail.
This list is for you.
Yeah, yeah.
And this
is gonna be honest, every time, even in your presence, I've given my mom a blacklist of things that she's not allowed to bring up. And so we're just we're gonna just deepen. She gets really into like the COVID vaccine stuff, I feel like.
Oh, she loves.
She loves the COVID vaccine stuff. And so, and listen, we are pro-vax, we are vaccinated.
Right.
And so she still goes deep into the vaccine stuff, which I love. And I just told her she's got to go easy on like the intense vaccine, like pro-vax rants that she goes on.
It's
all justified.
Well, because it strays from pro-vax at a certain point and becomes anti any other thought or opinion. Mm-hmm. And that's where the line for me is like, well, like, listen, as a guy who did get several jabs, there are people out there in the world who don't have that opinion. And I think that's okay.
Don't fully agree with that.
That people should be able to have their own opinion?
People can have their own opinion, but I feel like when COVID was like actively killing so many people, I mean, listen, we're not going to get into this. We had 2 years of this discussion. Question one, which is the correct choice for a Christmas tree, real or artificial?
I think artificial.
With
pets.
I love an artificial tree. I think they just look perfect. And I think actually one of the hardest parts about having a real tree is disposing of it afterwards.
So I went through a phase when I got to LA that I found this company that would drop off a tree.
Oh, but then you don't get to pick it out.
Yeah. That's the
most fun part.
Yeah. Not all of us like live in like the middle of like fucking Sticks, Canada.
Like tree farm place?
Yeah.
We used to go to a literal tree farm and pick out a tree.
Walk through in Los Angeles where we're picking out trees.
There are literally so many tree farms where they literally bring in the trees that you can go to. You can also get a cup of hot cocoa.
So they bring in the trees?
Yeah, but then you get to go pick it.
You're not going to pick it. No, if you're not cutting it down, I don't want to hear it.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, if you're not
want the authentic experience.
Well, if I'm
going
to go pick one, I want to go pick one.
Okay.
But I don't want to pick one. The amount of bugs, the amount of
I've never had
needles,
a bug situation.
The amount of just, oh my, no, the real ones.
I've never had a bug situation with real ones.
But you gotta remember, Los Angeles is just like, there's so much that needs to happen in this city that's not supposed to happen in this city. Mm-hmm. You know, like look around and like, we have green grass. Mm-hmm. That's not natural. Mm-hmm. You know, and like, I just feel like we have to like bring some of this shit in.
Totally.
And the point is, I had a tree drop off.
Yeah.
And I made the mistake the first year and didn't check the $29 extra to come pick that fucking tree up.
Yeah, that's the hardest part.
I'm not kidding. I thought my neighbor was going to kill me because the apartment complex, I must have been the only fucking one who got a real tree.
Yeah.
And it just sat there by the dumpster that nobody picked up for ever.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's the hardest part.
Have you seen the videos of people throwing Christmas trees?
Yeah, just off their balcony.
Off their balcony?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, like, by the way, like, to a degree, it's like, what else are you gonna fucking do?
Yeah, no, 100%. Like, is your tree gonna fit in the elevator? And I don't also, know. It's not gonna fit down the garbage chute, that's for sure.
But also, when you go to pick it up and get it out, when you get it, it's all the little like needles are soft and like they're not,
and then they're dry and hard by the end of Christmas.
I mean, you might
so they're falling off easily.
Yeah, it's like a you're going to get a what's that?
It's like a shedding dog in shedding season, basically. Mm-hmm.
No, it's like a fucking like bad acupuncturist. It's like a bad acupuncture fucking like session trying to get that thing down to the elevator.
Oh yeah, yeah. We were talking about the fallout of the needles,
but I'm talking about into your skin.
Yeah. So 59% voted. Oh, wait, hang on.
Isn't it so much maintenance too?
Yeah, you gotta water it.
You gotta water it. Wow, almost a 50-50 split on the correct choice being real and artificial.
Okay.
Do adults in your family get gifts from Santa?
Yes.
I also agree that if you wanna get a gift from Santa, that's okay.
No, Donna. Why not? Donna always gives.
From Santa?
Always receives from Santa.
Receives.
What does that mean to you guys though? Are they buying the gift for themselves?
No. Is that like if I give Jeremy a gift on like the tag, I would just write from Santa, right?
Yeah.
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 So we're into that kinky shit. Mm-hmm. Next question.
Which are better, white lights or colorful?
It's quick.
What was that?
Which are better, white lights or colorful?
Colorful all the way.
I think if colorful can be neatly organized, I think colorful looks great. Like I love a house that's just got like clean lines of colorful lights.
So you're saying like all colorful lights, lives matter?
Yes.
Hot take.
Wait. Better than saying white light lives matter.
True.
White lights lives matter.
Yeah.
It depends.
Okay.
And it really also depends to me, and this is actually a Donna rule, colorful lights have to come down after Christmas.
But white lights can stay up
can
longer.
Stay up through like halfway through January.
Yeah. I was just telling Jeremy as we were walking the pups the other day that I wanted so bad, nothing more when I lived at home to have icicle lights. I thought they were just like, it was like new. Icicle lights were new. I thought they were pretty.
The icicle, if you were
when
alive.
I was like 10?
You think icicle lights came out in 2002?
I don't know. I think the icicle lights are so
pretty.
Can
we look up the invention of icicle lights?
Oh, look how cute they look. They're so cute.
Our neighbor's putting together such a good like display of his. Like, why don't we have any lights up?
Because it's so expensive to put them up and down if you do hire like a professional. And also neither of us are savvy enough.
Okay. That was the biggest insult you've ever given me. I won't have it.
1996 when I was born.
Get the fuck out of here,
wow.
Devin. 96?
Wow.
Yeah. 96?
Hey, I could have been born in the 2000s. Then we really have a problem.
Then we really have a problem. You're so right.
Yeah. Then we'd be babysitting.
Yeah, yes. Seriously. Okay, big bulbs or little bulbs? I like a little bulb for sure.
Fuck. Next.
When is the right time to open presents? Christmas Eve, Christmas morning, or Christmas night?
Christmas Eve.
Okay. Well,
you open your presents on Christmas Eve?
No, I'm like shocked that would even be an option.
I feel like I knew a lot of families where it's like you were allowed to pick one present to open on Christmas
Eve. All right. We are not taking Christmas feedback from the only Jewish person in the room.
Did you get presents from Santa on Christmas Day?
I never did Hanukkah.
Really?
I always did Christmas.
You didn't do Hanukkah?
Wow.
Yeah, never. You believe that?
Ever fucking light the menorah?
Never.
Really?
My dad was always pissed about it because he lived that growing up and loved it. And my mom was like, I mean, if you want to do it.
Hanukkah
and he didn't.
Out? Oh.
Yeah, she did. She was like, we're doing Christmas.
Take the initiative to do Hanukkah and if you don't want to do it.
And he didn't take the initiative. And
Wow.
Man.
But also we were really interested. We weren't religious, didn't go to temple.
Where's the menorah?
Yeah.
We took our free birthright trip and that was it.
See. So this is, there's layers to this answer.
Okay.
One, option C is stupid.
Yeah, so Christmas night?
That's stupid.
Absolutely not. That has 2% when I'm looking at the results.
So you open your gifts from your family on Christmas Eve.
What?
And you open your gifts from Santa on Christmas Day.
You must have got a lot of gifts.
Yeah.
That's different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I opened all my gifts on Christmas morning.
Yeah. From Santa and parents?
Yeah, everyone. Yep. We did stocking, open those first, and then we go downstairs to the tree and open gifts from Santa and family.
No, we had a multi-pronged. Oh, but you know what?
We did, there was phases. Christmas was in two parts on Christmas Day. So Christmas with just my parents was in the morning. Yep. And then we went over to Nana and Papa. Actually, we got a three-part Christmas situation.
Oh.
So when we would do my dad's side of the family on Christmas Eve, mm-hmm. and so you open a round of presents from my dad's side on Christmas Eve, and then Christmas morning was just my parents and I, and then Christmas daytime was my mom's side of the family.
Gotta guess, sounds a lot like what I just said.
No, but Christmas, Santa's in the morning.
Yep.
Christmas Eve and Christmas Day is family.
Right.
Still open up presents. You literally only have
one, you have literally one yeah. difference, which is just adding an afternoon session.
Right. Right. Christmas morning is our situation, right?
I think till we have kids.
Right. I like the idea of opening, what you get to pick one on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
That's cute.
What if it's the big one?
Maybe you hide the big one. So they don't, they don't.
I asked every Christmas on Christmas Eve, please, please, can I open up just one?
Please.
No, you have to wait.
Please. I feel like I knew a few families too who did stocking opening on Christmas Eve and then present opening on Christmas Day.
You know what? I've experienced that before.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, remix.
You know, the amount of Catholic girls I've dated.
Wow.
They all have their own tradition.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Besides birth control.
If you open your presents on Christmas morning, what are the rules? Okay. So open them as soon as you wake up, even if others are still asleep.
I've been hanging around with Zach Justice way too long.
Or wait for everyone to wake up together. Wait for everyone to wake up so you can open them together.
What was your question?
If you open your presents on Christmas morning, what are the rules? Wake up and open them, even if you're by yourself,
the youngest
or wait for
has
everyone.
To go and fucking bug everybody at 6:30 in the morning. Uh-huh, that's the rule.
Open presents.
And the older siblings then tell that kid to shut up.
And then they get probably a couple more hours of sleep and then you do it all together.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wouldn't any parent be mad if their kid went and opened a presents without them watching?
Seriously, that's fucked up.
Yeah. That's
super fucked up.
That's parental abuse.
I agree.
Yeah.
What belongs at the top of the tree? Should it be a star or an angel? Donna votes angel for sure.
You want to just put a dildo up there and see what they say?
I think that we would have balance issues, to be honest.
You think?
I think we'd have balance issues.
Okay. Star.
100% a star. Except for at some point, I can't remember if we still have a star, but last year... No. Many years throughout my family, I talked about this last episode, is that we had an angel that had two Toronto Maple Leaf hockey team bulbs hanging off both wings.
We will not be partaking in that tradition this year.
I don't know. Greg would be elated if he walked in and that was our situation.
I know he would.
What do you call this classic gift exchange? White elephant or Yankee swap? What in the fuck is a Yankee swap?
Oh, really? I think Yankee swap is more of the like work environment term that they would use. Like my mom at work would do a Yankee swap, but like me and my friends would do this
white elephant.
White elephant.
This is an East Coast thing. I can feel it.
Yeah, 100% a Yankee swap.
A Yankee swap. That nothing west of the Mississippi has ever been called a Yankee swap.
A Yankee swap. I've never even heard of that.
Never. White elephant.
When is it okay to start playing Christmas music? After Halloween, after Thanksgiving, only in December or all year long?
I haven't gotten in the car throughout the year when Pentatonix isn't on repeat.
Yeah, fuck my life. I think only in December, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm a post-Thanksgiving kind of guy.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Also,
unless it's ironic and the weather is hot.
And that's weird.
Christmas in July?
That's weird.
Well, listen, instant Christmas.
You know what? Also,
all year round.
Santa Tell Me by Ariana Grande is such a bop that I could listen to that at any point in the year.
See?
Yeah.
Mistletoe by Justin Bieber.
Oh,
big Mistletoe fan.
Big Mistletoe fan.
Big Kelly Clarkson fan. Mm. Yeah. Big Bublé fan.
Mm. I'm not a Bublé kind of gal.
You can see yourself out.
Not a Bublé kind of gal.
We'll go.
When opening presents in a group, do you go one at a time or all at once?
One at a time.
One at a time, 100%. Yeah. One at a time.
All at once is peak brat.
Also, like how to make your family situation last 6 seconds long all at once.
Yeah, I've had a couple of years where that would have been nice, but yeah.
Okay. How do you feel about family Christmas letters?
No, I hate it.
What do you mean family Christmas letters?
Hate it.
What's that?
I think like writing notes to each other.
To your family?
Yeah.
Saying how much you love them?
Yeah, well.
Oh, gross.
I'm not going to tell you what you're writing your letter.
I've never even heard of that.
I despise, I would have had to type it
Right.
So.
Oh, babe, I would love a handwritten letter from you.
I look like.
It's so endearing.
My handwriting looks like a third grader did his best.
Yeah.
And it wasn't very good.
No.
Oh, shit.
It's not great. Like, it's kind of like your handwriting stopped maturing after grade three.
There should be an infographic out there of like everybody else's just like general, you know, this is looking better. Oh, it's better. Oh, they've obviously been doing this for longer.
I mean, I think peak is end of high school, beginning of college, because you're like, sometimes a lot of girls like write their notes really cute. Like, you know, the girls in high school that used to dot their eyes with like hearts and shit or like bubbles.
I mean,
wasn't me.
By the way, like, nothing tells me you need a hobby more, like hearted eyes.
Than happy time. And I've also seen some beautiful college notes that've got like underlines and they've got like color-coded notes.
Is there a relation, like what the ratio is to people who heart their eyes and end up with severe daddy issues by 26? Because I think that there's a lot more tying those two together than anyone's really thinking about.
I don't disagree.
Yeah, the girl with the hearted eyes, she doesn't even know that dad's cheating on mom right now.
Do Harry Potter movies count as Christmas movies? Yes or no?
Do they count as?
Yeah.
No?
I think no, right? What?
Although there are some Christmas scenes.
There's elements.
I've never even thought.
All right. Hagrid.
Wow, this is a 40 to 60 percent. Yeah. 40% said
the better question totally is Die Hard movies. A Christmas movie?
Absolutely the fuck
and
not.
And the answer is yes.
Yeah.
And finally, when should Christmas decorations come down? Right after Christmas or leave them up for at least a few weeks? Yes, Scrooge.
Well, so in our nativity scene, the baby Jesus will stay.
The one underwater?
Will stay in his little crib. Yeah, she's.
Remember we talked about this at the bottom of the pool.
Are you guys still doing that?
No, that's the dumbest idea ever.
Oh, I loved it.
It's kind of fun. Babe, think about how you could light that up.
Submerged Jesus?
Yeah. Jesus has all, he's got all kinds of gifts and shit. I'm sure he can breathe underwater.
He literally walks on water.
True.
Right. So why can't he walk on the ground, underwater?
Not amphibian.
I don't know.
Yeah, like,
let's go back to my answer here. I think color needs to come down at maximum January 1. Max Jan 1.
What?
But then you can keep your white lights up.
Oh, no. Christmas like decor, like in the house, I think too.
Right. I'm saying Christmas stuff comes down Jan 1.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. You can keep up wintry things.
Yeah.
Christmas is over.
Oh my God.
I disagree. I think sometime in the first week of January, but like, I feel like there's a couple days in like the beginning of January, like generally like 1, 2, 3, 4, where it's like part of that period where like, you don't know what fucking day it is and you just sit and do nothing.
So actually the Christmas season does go through. I think the wise men, I think we had to like do 10 or 14 more days. Look that up. I believe it goes until like January 11th.
Well, thank God for the wise men.
Look up like Christmas calendar, but like
Jesus
wise
version.
Men. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, wise men journey. Yeah. 25. Well, but starting when? Oh, Jesus. This is a cult.
I thought they were holding a dildo.
See, how many weeks wise men Christmas?
Wow, in peripheral glance, that was three children holding something so inappropriate.
Yeah, 12 days. Yeah.
So, but like, when's the end? What are the days?
January 6th.
Oh, thank God.
Wow. We'd be taking that shit down at the end of January.
No, really? Wow.
Well, because it's snowy on the East Coast. So.
Oh, yeah, you're so right.
It felt like Christmas.
Yeah.
Also, February.
Like January and February on the East Coast are like a little depressing. So like keep it a little happy inside.
Right.
Like take what you can get.
Seasonal depression.
We have waited till March before.
Wow.
There's been a year. Yep.
Wow. That's kind of happy. I kind of like that.
You celebrate Christmas more than
so
most
hardcore
Christians.
Them.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got some more. Ugly Christmas sweaters need to die out.
No.
I think that's okay too.
Why would they need to go?
Yeah, I agree.
They're amazing.
People think they're so expensive and tacky.
So expensive? Ugly Christmas sweaters?
They are pretty expensive now.
They're supposed to be tacky.
Yeah.
Who's spending a lot of money on Christmas
sweaters? I feel like people spend like upwards of like $50 on an ugly Christmas sweater.
Yeah, but like.
She is right.
Yeah.
They're knitted.
Yeah.
You can definitely get like a polyester one, like a polyester blend.
Listen,
on
any
Amazon
point in time
like
you
want to
fucking knit your own for free.
That's
go
true.
Go ahead. We're DIY up in this bitch.
Boxing Day lunch is way better than Christmas dinner. And for the Americans,
that sentence makes no sense.
Boxing Day is December 26th.
Yeah, so say that.
But it says Boxing Day. Also, you know when fucking Boxing Day is. Just get on board. Get on board.
So they're saying Boxing Day dinner is better than Christmas?
Lunch. When you're eating leftovers.
No.
It's definitely not better, but I do enjoy a Boxing Day lunch because I feel like on Christmas dinner, you've eaten so much shit throughout the day that like you're kind of full by the time you eat dinner. So the next day.
I hate leftovers.
Yeah, you do hate leftovers. Not enough leftover. Except for pizza.
I know.
Pizza?
I'm wildly wasteful.
Steak.
I can't believe you said that. Fuck off. I don't like leftovers.
I feel like when we make steak or whatever it is, like we make enough that we never have like a leftover issue.
I don't like leftovers. I don't like the cleanup of it. I want it to be just like, I want it to go into the trash, put everything into the dishwasher and start again. Yeah.
I love leftovers.
Hate leftovers.
I also enjoy leftovers. Yeah.
My mom and I.
You get to have the meal a second time.
Yeah.
See? Great.
Yeah. I just, you know, it's not for me.
I hate Elf on a Shelf.
Okay. Next question.
I feel like Elf on the Shelf was like a Gen Z growing up type of thing.
Yeah.
I definitely did not have Elf on the Shelf.
I didn't know about him. I did an Elf on a Shelf.
Yeah, I did not Elf on a Shelf either. Red and green is the most awful color combination.
It wouldn't be my first choice.
Yeah, but I feel like it's so like the only option for Christmas that I don't even think about like what they look like to get. Like obviously if it was June, like would I pair red and green together? No.
Right.
But like, it's Christmas.
But it's so true to Christmas. Like if you put red and green together at any point in time throughout the year, you're like, wow, looks like Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, like what are the two colors are like, oh, that looks like.
Black and orange, I'd say, are the only other ones.
You mean blue and black or white and gold?
We're not going to do this. We are not.
What'd you see,
by
the way? What'd you see?
I honestly could see both. I started with black and blue and then.
I started with black and blue as well.
Yeah.
And then I remember I smoked weed and I looked at it. It was white and gold. And I was like, what's all this shit? Cause like I literally saw both sides.
Yeah, no, I also did too.
Yeah.
Don't ask people for a Christmas list if you're gonna ignore it.
It's funny.
Yeah, I don't hate that perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I also agree.
I wish it was more acceptable to just tell people what you want.
Lauren's subscribed to that since day one.
Yeah, I really do too. Like, why stress the other person out and make them panic?
All but been like, so I want this and I'm gonna give you this and I've actually already bought it. And so here's the
link. I never tell you what I get you. Your Christmas gift is done though.
What did you get me?
Did I not just say I'm not gonna tell you?
Okay, but who knows so that I can get information out of them?
I haven't told anyone.
Nobody?
Bought it on my own.
Lauren, look at me right now. You're telling me you've told no one what you got from your Christmas?
Zero people. Swear zero on people? Both of our dogs' lives. I've told zero people.
You didn't even tell the dogs?
The dogs just know. We've got the telepathy.
And I've got a lock on what I'm gonna get Lauren. Don't worry. I've got it right here. I've got it here. And future me is gonna execute on that thought.
You know who taught me this is that 1 year, I think pre-me, my mom was like
pre-me. Is that like
BC? Yeah, BC. BL before Lauren.
So like there's BL and then AL?
Yeah. After Lauren.
You know AD doesn't stand for after death.
What? What does it stand for?
Anno Domini, I believe.
That's stupid.
Look that up.
What?
Yeah.
What does AD Anno stand for?
Domini. I believe it's Latin. Anno.
That's giving Latin space, vibes for sure.
Well, it's two words. Just space.
Anno what?
Space. D. D-A. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Anno Domini.
An epoch.
Domini.
Based on the traditionally reckoned year of the conception or birth of Jesus of Nazareth. Yeah. It's not after death.
I don't think anyone knows that.
I do.
Also, but like, why would they do BC and AD? Like, that's dumb. Follow the pattern.
Hey, I got a quick thought. In the year zero, when they weren't using English really at all.
Yeah. they chose Latin?
Well, that or, well, really would have been Hebrew. Well, actually, it would have been Greek first. And then Latin. Well, Latin, then Greek. I'm not sure. Point is, not after death.
Wow, that is absolutely shocking.
So, Anno Loremi. So,
my mom 1 year just like left it up to my dad to just like just go rogue on Christmas gifts.
don't do great. No, babe. No, don't do this.
And so this is
okay. This could happen. Okay.
And so my mom
don't do this
for
to
Christmas that year. Got TV table trays.
Bleep this out.
And
bleep this out. Hannah, bleep it out.
Dustbuster.
Oh my God.
And so moving forward that year, she just like had a very clear, like, here are things that I would love or need. And moving forward, everyone in our family was very straightforward because of the TV tray incident. that my dad will never live down.
Okay.
Sweet man.
You know what?
Sweet Greg.
I think it's emergency press conference time. Real quick, if you are a guy listening to this podcast, if you've ever thought about getting your significant other a cleaning tool,
you need to just reevaluate.
For, as a gift, you get that, you get yourself that. And then hope that they use it, okay? Yeah. You don't buy.
Right.
I might as well, like, buy you, like diet pills.
Like a sandwich maker.
Diet pills.
Yeah.
And
like, it's so bad.
Like, you already have a girlfriend.
Men are bad gifters.
Jeremy usually actually is really good.
Yeah, I just I don't think overspend at Cartier.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, gifts are great.
Yeah. So, you know the cheat code? Spend a lot of money in an expensive store.
That's true.
I didn't
spend that much money on you, though. I just want to give you a heads up.
Oh. She said not worth it.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Less than 500.
Really?
Yeah.
The fuck?
Jeremy wants more.
You better go buy another fucking gift.
Less than 500. We said we were going to do gifts this year, so I just got you like something.
We never said that. Medium. I never said that. When did I say that?
I don't know. I feel like we were like, oh, do we want to do gifts this year? Like, maybe not.
Listen, this is better than my dad gifting my mom a used camera that he used to use.
His own camera?
His own camera.
Shut up.
It almost, I thought my parents were getting divorced that day.
Also, that's like just you're wrapping up something that's already in your home.
Yeah.
Also, that also implies that like she wasn't allowed to use it.
A marriage was almost ended.
Yeah, that she wasn't allowed to use it when it was already in the household.
Right.
Yeah.
So it was so bad.
So like she opened it up and like, what did she say?
It like immediately was like, oh, is this funny? Like,
is this a gag gift?
Is this a joke? Yeah. And he was so serious.
Oh my God. The whole day
was ruined.
Oh my God. Boys are so.
Men are bad gifters.
And giving used gifts from the households.
I buy Cartier and I know what Dutch ovens are. I'm the fucking.
Marriage material.
Oh my God.
Marriage material.
I would marry me.
Yeah.
I'll circle back on that gift. I guess we're getting each other fucking candy apple suckers for that price point.
Oh, love. Okay, so here is a list of little more, like the deeper topics that will for sure need to be covered and blacklisted for our parents.
I was wondering when we were getting to any of these. Yeah.
Yeah. Politics. Politics is number one.
I think we just set up a debate night one and get it all out.
Yeah, and just get it all out. Yeah. Put everything on the table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we have somebody come in and moderate and judge who did a better job.
I think Donna would die.
Do you do it night one or do you do it the last night? It's like the send off.
The last night of everyone together is Christmas night.
Oh, let's do it then. No, I mean, I think they would. Yeah, no.
I don't think Gil would shy away from an actual debate.
Yeah, no, totally. It's a personality flaw in all of the accords. It's terrible.
It's not great.
Who would want to talk about that?
Yeah, I know. You and your mother.
Well, I just have to remind her when she's wrong.
Like Thanksgiving, I'm not kidding. The 3-hour political debate that they had, and I just excused myself fully.
Okay, but the thing is, like, people that like are obsessed with politics,
yeah,
can find a way to make anything political.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah,
it's so true.
I'm just like, okay, let's just talk about your logic for a second.
Yeah,
because you don't even agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, listen, Tucker Carlson, shut up.
Okay, relationship related things like expectations of when you're getting married or exes, if you're going to get back with this person, your wedding is.
That you think that's going to come up at our?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Right?
No.
Donna said the sweetest thing though when she was visiting. This was so sweet. And Jeremy, I'm actually shocked that you shared this with me.
Yeah, but feel free to share it with everybody else.
It was so sweet. I don't think we've talked about what?
Go ahead.
We can't talk about it?
No. Well, we'll talk about it now.
I want to hear.
I want to hear. See, people are on the edge of their seats.
Yeah.
It was so sweet.
We're going to talk about it.
When we were at dinner, I think on the last night, and I don't even know how it came up between the two of you. I think because we were talking about how we went ring shopping because she wanted to see photos and stuff. When I went to the bathroom, she said to Jeremy.
No, totally wrong timeline.
Okay, you retell. You retell.
No, it was just at the airport.
Oh, was it the airport? Oh, I didn't know that. I thought it was when I went to the bathroom during dinner.
It's the last thing she said to me.
It was the last thing she said to me.
You want to tell them what she said?
That's so nice.
Some context would be helpful.
You tell it.
No.
So, I mean, well, I don't know how it even came up. Was it just out of the blue?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. So in the context of pertaining to engagement, she was like, don't make her wait too long.
Oh my.
I can't believe those were her parting words.
See you, Rose.
And I looked back and I said, so like 4 more years? And she said,
a single tear rolled down Donna's cheek.
4 more years. Yeah.
That is the ultimate like confirmation of approval from a parent.
For real.
That was for you. And mine was realizing that your mom would be totally fine with us having out of wedlock children.
100%.
Both yeah. Very sweet.
Yeah. 100%. Gail's priority right now is grandchildren.
Bastard children.
Yeah. Bastard children. Exactly. Oh, this next one. Future children.
That was awesome.
Future children.
As if on cue.
As if on cue.
We're not talking about that.
Yeah.
It's dinner or at Christmas. For
no,
sure.
No, no. I don't think so. No. We'll say that probably would be a shared interest though.
Shared interest, but then it'll get into, they'll find a way to make that political.
You know what though? I feel like the similarities though of both of them like saying now, being adamant about like not uprooting their lives at all, like for the sake of grandkids.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like both would be thrilled with the child.
Yep.
And both have the opinion that they won't uproot their life. Uproot their life.
I think they both would have said they wouldn't fly here for Christmas a couple years ago as well.
And now here we are. A look Christmas all together. Coming. Employment choices.
That's funny for a reason we can't discuss. Next.
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead. Old family fights or scandals. That definitely won't come up. There's nothing there that I think would. Also, my family, aside from like the TV tray incident, BL, like I don't think my family's ever had like a Christmas day. That's actually not true. On my dad's side, there've been some quarrels.
Some tiffs?
Some quarrels and tiffs.
Yeah.
But that definitely wouldn't come up.
If it does, we've run out of things to discuss.
Yeah, seriously. Oh my God, someone's weight. My Nana, when she was like starting to develop Alzheimer's, honestly, even before that, would always tell me if I was getting fat. She would literally like poke stomach and say that.
I think that just the grandmas born before 1940.
My mom has always said that like as you get older, you start to not give a fuck about what people think when you say things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. She's just like poking at the jelly.
Poking at the jelly, saying, yeah. Getting fat.
Meanwhile, my grandma would tell me every time I saw her for the first time, mm-hmm. I was getting taller, even when I was 27 years old.
That's nice though.
I'm like, I don't think I'm any taller, Graham. I think it's been 10 years since I've grown.
That's nice though.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And she would point out that you're fat.
Yeah, exactly.
That's so nice.
That's so nice. Mm-hmm. Also, she was probably getting shorter, so you probably were getting taller to her.
Right. And were you getting thicker?
Sometimes.
Okay, got it.
It's been fluctuating, you know?
Yeah, I get it.
There was a lot of times where she wasn't wrong that I right. was gaining weight.
Yeah.
Yeah. The price of anything? I don't think that would come up.
The price of anything?
The price of anything?
How much you pay for this?
Yeah.
Our parents don't want to hear the answer
yeah,
to that.
Yeah, no, our parents don't want to hear the answer to that. Inheritance issues. My mom told me that spending my inheritance because they're redoing their kitchen and they both just got new cars. So I have to continue making YouTube videos for the sake of not having an inheritance anymore.
I never had one, so it's okay.
Okay. All right. Complaints about the food. My mom's a great cook. There won't be any complaints.
Anybody complain about food that they did not make?
This is Greg's philosophy right here and why their marriage continues to work, because my dad will enjoy and eat literally anything that gets put on a plate in front of him.
And Lauren's never really cooked, so.
Right, and so we've never had that issue.
So I've never had anything to critique.
Yeah, exactly. That's not true. Sometimes when I have made food, you've been honest. And then it's even worse because he doesn't even try and choke it down. It just goes directly into the trash.
I'll just roast something else.
Yeah, yeah. And that is why, ladies and gentlemen, I do not cook.
That is not why you don't cook.
Yeah, but like I would never, if you don't like the food, I would never.
Lauren, that's not why you don't cook. Let's not play this game.
I really don't enjoy cooking.
Don't, yeah. By the way, and I don't expect you to cook.
Thank God. Unsolicited fitness tips.
Yeah, though this is all just, but also like I would be so like, that it would be so uninteresting and like not just like funny to me that I would even take offense to it.
Yeah. My mom, who is super, super athletic and ripped. Actually, I don't know if she would describe herself as athletic because she's not very coordinated. Like she's not great at sports, but she's super fucking fit. She just like enjoys coming along for whatever workout I'm doing.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Go with the flow.
Generational complaints.
Oh, that's unavoidable.
No grandparents though.
Unavoidable.
Generational complaints?
Yeah, they complain about things.
I feel like Donna's got a lot of
Just if we could just get back to the good old days when Reagan was around. Yeah, that would be.
I thought you were. I was thinking more of like the things that like her dad did.
Sure, that too.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, she's got a story for all that, which is, it's just like, I guess when I get older, I'll just talk about how things, despite not being as efficient as they are today, were better for mm-hmm. some reason or another. Mm-hmm. I don't know. There's nothing more boomer than just referring to things that no longer exist as better. Right. Yeah. And it's like, what's so sad is like, I'm starting to see like the millennials who, now that like fashion is coming back on comments, they're like, I lived through this era. And it's like, you are doing the thing that is making you feel and appear so much more archaic than you need to already.
Right. I do want to make a quick statement here. Again, emergency press conference, that I will not wear low-rise jeans ever again. Absolutely the fuck not.
Why?
No one's body looks good in that.
That's not true.
Well, then I love
Emily Radzowski,
who is dating Pete Davidson.
I just want to see his penis.
He has dated every hot girl ever.
Can we get
Listen, I can get on board with a mid-rise. Okay, Devin, you know what? I can just envision my Nana poking my fat and telling me that I shouldn't wear low-rise jeans. My body does not look like that, where that's going to be flattering on me. And you know what? If low-rise jeans look good on you, I love that for you. I just cannot personally participate in this.
Yeah, okay.
By the way, it's not for me.
No one's going to ask you to.
This list has your MLM.
Greg.
Leggings, cosmetics, essential oils. I don't actually think my dad is super familiar with MLM.
I don't think Donna, I mean, I think she probably all knows it from like court cases.
Yeah. I mean, my mom has definitely gone to a Tupperware party or two.
Oh, my mom's definitely had to before.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say, I feel like Midwest.
Ladies.
Yeah. Let's get together.
Yeah. But like she would do it to support her friend.
Yeah. 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 And leave with some Tupperware.
To be honest, didn't know what it was till I watched the Craig episode.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, Craig is our MLM expert.
Most people don't realize they know MLM, but you do know MLM.
You do know MLM.
So they're like in an MLM, but don't even know it.
Right.
Sometimes, yeah.
Scary.
Yeah. 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 Terrifying. I mean, culty.
A couple of new religions who
are basically just MLM.
Yeah, but with better tax privileges. MLM.
Right, right. Yeah. Nonprofits. Nonprofits.
Life hack.
Pet problems.
I only want to talk about pet problems.
Don't tell grandma that her poodle is too plump.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. If they commented on Diggy or Moose's like physique.
Oh, we do that often.
Well, yeah, we do that often.
They look like unwell pigs sometimes after they eat.
It's so funny. Diggy specifically, for whatever reason, he bloats. For like 8 minutes after he eats or drinks, he balloons up like a bloat.
Yeah, really
which
does.
Can be really concerning when you have a pet. Like when a dog bloats and it's like, that can be like a really serious.
Yeah,
it's like super serious.
So for 7 minutes a day, it's like, is he okay?
Is he okay?
And he goes,
and then it's gone.
It's all good.
That's how I feel when I eat dairy.
Scary.
Yeah, that's how we all feel when you eat dairy.
Yeah, I know. I feel like the pets will literally bring everyone together. I think that is the glue of our Christmas.
It's the glue of our lives.
It's the glue of our lives as well, too.
Yeah.
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 It's your children.
Moose threw up on Diggy yesterday.
What?
And literally, I was like, this is parenting.
Yeah. Just,
as I cleaned up the throw up off the ground and then also off Diggy's paws.
Have you ever been puked on?
No. I think that would be the end of me.
Give me time.
That would be the end of me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Have you puked on you?
Yeah.
Okay.
My emetophobia would not be okay.
Yeah, it'd be tough.
Would not be okay. Religion. I'm actually surprised that this wasn't higher up in the list.
Oh.
This is one that I think we need to spend a lot of time on the blacklist with our parents about.
Yeah.
I think we really need to hone on this one.
Well, yeah.
When Donna asked me the unsolicited question of if I grew up in a church.
You could have just said yes.
At lunch casually.
Lie.
I've never been so stressed in my life.
Yeah, you could have just said, yeah, love Jesus.
No, but then I'd be living that lie forever.
Lauren, she still thinks you're a delight.
That's because I am a fucking delight. Blanket's coming soon. I actually should be getting like photos of the samples.
That's
soon,
amazing.
Actually. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that might be number 1 through 5 on my
That's
list.
1 through 5.
Yeah.
That's 1 through 5. Yeah. And on that note, that concludes the blacklist of topics that.
What we think. Comment below with the ones we missed.
Oh man, I know. I'm sure we missed something.
No, I think every family member has that one thing. They're like, I don't know why we can't just talk about it, but them talking about it is the issue.
Is the problematic
and
issue.
And you don't want to say it because you are so incredibly illogical about this entire fucking vertical of conversation.
Yep.
Yeah. But we, on the other hand, are just so level-headed. We can talk about anything.
We can talk about anything.
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 Yeah. Us.
Anything.
There's no hot topics between us. No. Everything's easy to discuss.
Yeah. Yeah.
See you next week on Wild Till Nine. Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba.